Hi, you've reached Bible time. This is John Marinelli. Our subject today is redeeming the time. Here's what Paul wrote to the Ephesians. It's in chapter 5, verse 16. See then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. It's interesting to me that Paul was telling the church that by walking circumspectly, morally, upright, not being foolish, will actually redeem the time. You and I both know that life throws us a lot of stuff. Redeeming the time means to get back what you've lost, to redeem it, because it got away from you. The devil stole it, or you let it go, and the time is past now, and things are different. In the church where Paul was talking about this redemption of time, the scripture goes on, and the text continues in verse 17 to 21 of chapter 5 in Ephesians, and it states, "Wherefore be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is." So he is saying that you guys have forgotten what the will of the Lord is, and you've drifted off center, and you need to get back. He continues and says, "And be not drunk with wine wherein is excess, but be filled with the Holy Spirit, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God." Now think about that. The will of God is all these things. We're still supposed to be filled with the Spirit. We're not supposed to be drunk with wine. We're supposed to be singing songs and hymns and spiritual songs. We're supposed to have a melody in our heart. We're supposed to be giving thanks to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And we're even supposed to be submitting ourselves one to another in the fear of God. That's the will of God. If you ever wanted to know what does God expect of me, that's it right there in Ephesians 5. But he says, hey, you guys have missed it. You got to get back. You need to redeem that time. You started out rejoicing and being happy in the Lord and had a good thing going, and it got away from you. And so now you got to get back. And so that's how he says to do it. He says you can redeem time because the days are evil. And the days are evil means there's drunks and there's criticisms and gossips and there's torment and sorrow and pain and all the things that we experience around us every day. And we know how evil the world is and the days are. And yet God says you can redeem it simply by walking uprightly, doing your best to be honest and true and moral, and not being drunk with wine, wherein is excess. He didn't say you couldn't have a glass of wine. He says becoming a wino is kind of difficult. And that's all about alcoholism and things that you're not supposed to do. So today, think about where you are and where you want to be. I hope you'll decide to come back to rejoicing in the Lord. Go back to your first love in Christ and be happy. God bless you. Have a great day.